Shalom, Rabotai. Okay. Okay, we are in the thick of the union. Which union? They know the Behuda. Risha Mechakira. What happened? There was a woman, an Ashes issue was Mizana. And what happened? And so she was Mizana, so she should be also to her husband. But she still wanted to live with her husband, so how could you do that? So the issue was that there were Adim that were testified to this Nus, but the issue was that one of the Adim was an Eini Yodea Bizman. An Eini Yodea Bizman is an Eini Yodea Bechakiros. And an Eini Yodea Bechakiros is possible, right? We said yesterday that there are three categories, the Chakiros, the Drishos, and the Bedikos. An Eini Yodea Bechakiros is no good. An Eini Yodea Bechakiros is no good. But an Eini Yodea Bedikos is good. What's no good by Bedikos? Only a contradiction. But this is an Eini Yodea. An Eini Yodea Bedikos is... But this was an Eini Yodea Bechakiros. So the Ashkenazi rabbis said that they think they can stay married because the testimony is no good. And they gave six reasons why they think it's mutter for this couple to stay married. Look on the bottom of page 10, the last line in the left column. That Aleph, because of a Shulchan Aruch, the Simin Yud Aleph Siv Dalet, Zel Shona Yishomim Shabbos Shishish Zimsa Shvitim Drisha V'Chakira. That Aiden come of an Shishish Zimsa, you need Drisha V'Chakira. So if you need Drisha B'Chakira for it to be a good testimony that this Nus took place, so that means that an Eini Yodea doesn't pass the test. You need Drisha B'Chakira, and you're an Eini Yodea, this man. So you didn't pass the test. So then it's not a valid Eidus. Okay, plus the Karosh, the Tshuva, page 11. Lal Nem Vav, Simon Aleph, I think was the Rebbeinu Tam, Sanhedrin. The Khan, third line, Kevin Sha'ein Hashem Yomer Ne Yodeh Be'ezi Yom, Kranoda De Bechakirus, Afil Echa Ben Eikim Sha'omer Ne Yodeh, Yusum Betela. Wow. So it's like Yusum Betela. Mikol Shekein Lefidas Hashach, and certainly according to the Shach and Choshen Mishpat, that feel the Dine Mominus, the Lobayin and Drisha Chakir, and Komok Vimimur, Ira Shechokar Hadayim, Omer Eid Men Yodea, feel the Dine Mominus, they do some detail. And it's certainly according to the Sheet of the Shach, who says that even in a case where you don't need Drisha Chakir, like Dine Mominus, where they lifted the requirement of Drisha Chakir, but if nonetheless he did Drisha Chakir when you didn't have to, and he was an Eini Yodea, that also passes. So even if you're going to tell me that Eidus Nus maybe doesn't need Drisha V'Chakira, but Lamaisa they did the Drisha V'Chakira, and he didn't pass the test. It was an Eini Yodea. It was an Eini Yodea, the Drisha V'Chakira. So this is the first reason that there's six reasons that the Rabbanim said it's mutter. You want to know all six? You can read all six. The other five are not really... No, hey, Gil, you want to... Gil?
Yeah. Wasn't there Idus not specifically Idus about her, but Idus about themselves? Weren't they talking about themselves?
Well, the relevance was for her.
It just so happens that made her... Like, therefore, she was also to her husband.
Right, but that does that make a difference?
Shouldn't it?
I don't know. Bottom line is, they were an Eidi Yodea. now our discussion is, what is her status vis-a-vis her husband? Right? So if that's the discussion of what her status is vis-a-vis her husband, and they were in Eini Yodea, so Lugabe, that testimony of her status vis-a-vis her husband, it was in Eini Yodea. So Mamela, it's not a good Eidus, so Mamela, we can't, the Bezdin can't separate them.
You could even say it's a Dina Komlanos case. Say they were found to be Eidus Omen. Then their goal was to split the woman up from her husband, it would be Dina Komlanos, because she'd be losing her ksuba.
Okay, but that's minor. That's not the major issue that we're focusing on here. But you're making an interesting point. But I think that's the pshat. Where's Eli Kol? How am I going? So Eli Kol yesterday, mamish. He mamish said everything in a second. He mamish said the whole tshuva of the Nodeh Behuda. In 1 second. So it's going to take me now some time to say what he said over in 30 seconds. Okay? So the Nodeh Behuda, you see the arrow on page 11? Stiras Heter Harisha. Whereas the Nodeh Behuda, he took all 6 heterim and he undid them. He showed them that they're not valid. All the 6 heterim. Because all you need is 1 heter, right, to make something mutter. You have 1 heter, it's mutter. So these, they had 6 heter. So the Nodeh Behuda has shlug up all 6.
Why this?
What?
More like this.
Because whenever you write a tshuva, one day you'll write tshuvas. So the way you write a tshuva is, you try to, labdil, it's like in a legal case. So you bolster the argument to as much as you can. So the rabbis had 6 reasons why. Let me show you one or two more of the reasons. Say, in Beis, because of Rashba b'tshuva, tshuvas chacham tzvi, tshuvas avodas gershuni, davke heichas shomer ish nechazinza imi, as b'gina dibur avon shomer nizizi. Okay, yeah, number 3, she'edim bo'ro eidusim ke'echad, avo eidus miyuchedes, it wasn't, nishkabal eidus lo b'fnei habal v'isha, the Eidus was accepted in the Bezdin, wasn't in the presence of the Baal and the Isha, and normally when you accept the Eidus, it has to be in the presence of the Baal and the Isha, and here it wasn't. Okay. The cooler. I mean, it could be the Nodeh Behuda himself wrote these possibilities of what these heterim were. And now he's going to... I don't know.
Just sum them up?
It could be he thought of them himself. Maybe but whatever the 6 possible heterim are, it could be he thought of them himself also. That's the way it's a little bit mashma. But he's going to say that they're all not valid heterim. Okay, so let's see why it's not valid. So to understand this, now, let's review. What did we say yesterday? Why is Eini Yodea B'Chakiris no good? Why is Eini Yodea B'Chakiris no good? Yehuda? Loud? Why is Eini Yodea B'Chakiris no good? What did the Gemara say in Sanhedrin Mem Aleph or something? Because you can't do Hazama. And any Eidus that you can't do Hazama, the Eidus is no good. So if you're not going to give us the information of when it happened, we're not going to be able to potentially be mazin you. So if we can't mazin you, then the Eidus is possible. So here, you didn't give us the information about when it happened, so we can't be mazin you, so the Eidus is possible. So before we look in the Nodeh Behuda itself, there's a famous Tosas in Makkos on page 13. First Tosas in Makkos, the world famous Tosas. But first, before we do the world famous Tosas, we should do the world famous Mishnah. Okay. So what's the world famous Mishnah? First Mishnah in Makkos. Hey, Tzarei, the Masim Zolomim. Me the man of each plan is ben gusha ben chalutza. Hey, no, he says that ben gusha ben chalutza path to the lo rabbi. Normally, what is hazama? Hazama means that two eidim say that Reuven owed Shimon $100, and then they were huzom. Right? So we say asisa lo kasher hazama. You try to make him pay $100, so you eidim now are going to have to pay. Or you try to machayev, right? You're going to pay the $100. So what's the case over here? You have a person who was known to be a Kohen. This guy was known to be a Kohen. And what happened? And one day, two Adim come and say that we know, we were at the get proceedings of this fellow's mother. And this fellow comes from a mother who was once divorced and now is married to a Kohen, so therefore he is not a Kohen. Even though the father is a Kohen, but since the father is married to a Grusha, and we know she's a Grusha, we were at that get, so we know the mother is a Grusha, so therefore we say that what? They even testify that this alleged Kohen is really halakhically not a Kohen because he's the son of a Grusha. Okay? He's a Ben Grusha. Good. And then Adim comes, and say the Adim, theoretically, let's say the Adim were Kohanim themselves. Okay? The Adim were Kohanim themselves. So then other Adim come and say, what do you mean you were at the get proceedings? You said you were at the get proceedings on May 5th, 1972 in Florida. But you were with us on May 5th, 1972 in Wyoming. Right? So it's Hazama. So what's the din? So I would have thought, what are they trying to do? They try to take this fellow who's a Kohen and decoing him, so I would think, do the same to these Edom. Revoke their kahuna. So the halacha is, you don't do that. You don't revoke someone's kahuna. Ein omrim, says the Mishnah, ein omrim, yasezeh ben grusho ben chalutza tachtov. You don't say, because in other words, you don't say what you think, what we would have thought you should say. Because Kasher Zoma means whatever they try to do to the others, you do to them, right? Kasher Zoma, you do to them. So ain't on Yasa Zaben Gusha Ben Chalutza Pachtov, Ella Lo Kera Boy. But you give them office. That's what you do. Why don't you make them why don't we do what we're supposed to do? Kasher Zoma. Why give them Malkus? Make them non-Kohanim. That's exactly what they want to do to the other people, right? So the Gemara says, yeah. For Zokta?
I'm assuming because you can only decodenize, or however you want to say, someone based on the rules by which you could do that. You can't just take away someone's kahuna. It has to follow by the means by which we do that. It's not like hefker based in hefker, you just take away the guy's kahuna. If he's not a ben grusha, or if he's not anything like that, you can't just take away his kahuna.
So the Gemara says the reason why you can't is because Kasher Zoma lo v'lo lazara. Because if you're going to make him a non-Kohen, then you're going to affect not only him, but his future kids. And you can't. And Kasher Zoma is only to affect him, not his future kids. Also, the question is, why don't you just passel him and not the other kids? But no, because he was trying to passel the other guy's kids too. So for technical reasons, he can't do it. Okay? he can't do it. So the halacha is that he gets malchus, and you don't revoke his kahuna. Okay? Good. Because you can't do it because it'll affect it, because you make someone non-Kohen, then his kids are non-Kohanim. And I see some low, Kasha, low below Lazaro. Ah, so why don't you just passel him, not his kids? But that's also no good, because he tried to passel the other guy's kids too by making him a Ben Grusha. So then it won't be Kasha Zoma. So in either way, it'll work. So Mamela, we just give him office. And,
Okay.
I don't want to belabor this point. But look in Tosis. This is the world famous Tosis. Tema. Kaven the Muzmu in Anasim Ben Grusha the Khalutza in Kain Gamshalo Yuzmu Echas Alpi and Ben Grusha the Haki Hua MS Vamai Hajima Aidus Yatoya Halazima Ben Ze Aidus. But we said the halacha is that Aidus has to be Aidus Sha'ata Yacho Vahazima. To be kosher. It's possible if it's Eidus Shikim Ata Yafo Kahazima. Okay? So here, if we're not giving the punishment of Kasher Zoma, so isn't it Eidus Shiata Yafo Lazima? So then the whole Eidus shouldn't be good. So then why do we even give him Malchus? We should say the whole Eidus was. Say, for example, they weren't Huzim. Say they weren't Huzim. Right? And then they made that someone's a Ben Grusha. So then the halacha is he becomes a Ben Grusha. But why? It's Eidu Shiyata Yachol Azima. Because you can never be you can never be Mazim him. So even if he wasn't Huzim, we shouldn't. If he wasn't Huzim, the halacha is that this kid would be considered a Ben Grusha. Right? If he wasn't Huzim, we would accept the testimony. But why? Don't we say that since the Eidim come, we're not going to give him the punishment of a Kasher Zoman? So since we're not going to give him the punishment of Kasher Zoman, so Mamela what? It's Eidim Shiyata Yechol Azima. So Mamela, even if he wasn't Huzim, it's not a good Eidim, because it's an Eidim Shiyata Yechol Azima. That's Tosis Kasher.
We are punishing the person. It might not be the punishment we thought we would give him.
So the first Harrison Tosis, Jay Shlomar, came to Lokin Havi Kasher Zoma. That Malchus is in lieu of Kasher Zoma. So even though we're not giving him the exact thing, but since we're giving him Malchus, that's good enough. That's called Kasher Zoma. Even though it's not the exact, close enough. Now skip a little bit. The first, last word on the line is Oye Shlomar, Ayin Yud Lamed. Keep going down. The last word on the line is Oye Shlomar, Ayin Yud Lamed. Oye Shlomar, the Gabi Eidus, the Ben Grusha, the Chalutza, Lo Hashin, the Kval, the Atoyochal Azima. In the Hezen, Achel, and the Vina Eidus, the Atoyochal Azima, the Kashazoma, the Mamucha, the Gmur, the Kashazoma, the Momichta, the Gabi Eidus, the Ben Grusha. He says, Inochanami. The halacha of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is not learned out from Kasher Zoma. It's not working with the regular rules of Kasher Zoma. Because the source of Malchus is from another pasuk, V'itzdikus HaTzadik V'yeshivas HaRasha. So it's not learned out the whole from Kasher Zoma. So Memela, since it's not in the Parsha of Kasher Zoma, it's from other psukim, then it's not regulated by the rule that has to be Yochel Hazima. Then, according to the first Teretz, the Malchus is considered Yochel Hazima. According to the second Teretz, in Ochanami, it's not, but this is an exception to the rule because the halacha of Malchus by Ben Husha Ben Chalut is learned out from a separate parsha, not kasher, from Kasher Zoman, it's learned out from other Pesukim. So Memela, since it's not learned out from Kasher Zoman, so Memela, the whole requirement of Ata Yochel Hazima doesn't apply over here. And Memela, it's kasher even if it's not Yochel Hazima. Good? Yeah.
Can we just explain what exactly the Kesos of the
Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is, he had this fellow, he's a Kohen. He says he's a Kohen. He's always been getting the first Aliyah in Shul for the past 25 years. And he's been duffening for the past 25 years and everything. And then one day, someone comes to Besden and says, and why is he calling us his father's Kohen? So one day someone comes to Besden and says, but his mother was a Grusha. I was at that get proceeding from her first husband, and she's a Grusha. And then she married this guy who's is a Kohen, and hence, the kid is not a Kohen. And then Aiden come and a Mazen. And say, no, how could you say that you were at the get proceedings, you were with us at the same time, someplace else? So how could you testify that that you saw the get being given to the first... So the case was that these Edim, who testified that the mother is a Grusha, themselves are Kohanim. So I would have thought... So Asisa Mokasha Zaman Lasos Lachiev, do to him what he wanted to do to the other fellow. He wanted to take somebody who was a Kohen and make him Ois Kohen. Ois Kohen, no longer Kohen. Ois. No longer Kohen, not a Kohen anymore. He wanted to make him Ois Kohen, so do to him the same thing, make him Ois Kohen. So the halacha is, no, we don't do that. We give the Eidim Malchus. So the question is Malchus considered a Kiyam of Kasher Zomam? Or no, Malchus is not considered a Kiyam of Kasher Zomam, but here, the whole parsha of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Eidus is learned out from a separate pasuk. So Memela, it's not working in the regular channel of Akasher Zomam, so Memela, there's no requirement that the Eidus be Eidus She'ata Yochol Lazima, and therefore it's kosher even if it's not Yochol Lazima. Okay? Harav?
But this is not a comparable case, because the Eidus went through. It has nothing to do with the Eidus. In the Node of Yehuda's case, the Eidus...
You're five steps ahead of me. You're five steps ahead of me. Five steps ahead. You're saying excellent, but you're five steps ahead of me. Okay? Can I give me the catch up to you? He's five steps ahead. Okay? Well, now let's go back to the Node of Yehuda. Okay, page 11. Kol zani omer. The Rav, okay. So, I want to make it as clear as possible. So first, on the first paragraph, we don't have to read this paragraph, you can read it yourself. He discusses the Gemara, the difference between Hakiros and Bedikas. The Hakir saying your day is no good because why? Because Teidu Shiyatoyechol Azima. And Bedikas has nothing to do with that. Then he quotes the Gemara in Makkos. That's the next paragraph. With the Tosis and the whole thing. So now look on page 12. I'm a nice guy here. I'm not going to take you through every line here. But if you want, you should go through every line. Page 12, that arrow. Umuchrochim anu lataretz ki heichesh amru b'gmar d'kasher zomam lo kaya ben grusha b'tam d'bina lo b'lo lazaro hachanami lo kaya kasher zomam me'edim haboim leser yishu labayla mitam d'bina lo b'lo liishto. So he says like this. Listen to the brilliance of the Noda B'Yuda, and this, Eli Kol, this is you. He says like this. When somebody tests, getting back to our case of the Noda B'Yuda, two agents testify that this woman was Mizane, right? So what's the problem? We're saying that maybe it's not a good Adis because it was an Eini Yodea, right? One of them was an Eini Yodea B'Chakirus. Correct? So the Noda B'Yuda is going to say a brilliant story. He's going to say like this. What did Tosis say in the second parents? That any Eidus that's not learned out from Kasher Zomam anyway doesn't have to be Eidus HaPayochol Azim. Correct? Now, if a married man testifies that a woman is Mazan, and what is he trying to do? To aser the woman on the husband. So what are we going to do to him if he's husam? We're going to aser him on his wife. You don't do that. Hasisum lo, lo v'lo l'ishto. Because then you're going to affect the wife too. So you can't give him kasher zomam in the case of znus. So in the case of znus, you can't give him kasher zomam. So memela what? So the whole thing doesn't apply. The whole thing of Eidus HaTayochol Azima doesn't apply. So if the whole thing of Eidus HaTayochol Azima doesn't apply, so therefore, Eini Yodea, what's the reason that Eini Yodea is no good? It's because it's Eidus HaTayochol Azima. But if that whole thing doesn't apply to Eidei Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz, and it doesn't apply to Eidei Snus, so Mamela, Eini Yodea, therefore, should be kosher by Eidei Snus.
Wow.
Yeah? And that is what Eli Kol said so beautifully in 30 seconds yesterday. And it took us 25 minutes to say what Eli Kol said in 30 seconds. Eli, am I representing you correctly? Okay. I think so. Okay, that's the brilliant svara that Eli and the Noda B'Yuda both said.
Why is it the same application by the Kohen in the case of Makkos?
In other words, if anyway you're not giving the punishment of Kasher Zomam, so it's not working with the Kasher Zomam track, and it's still good because there are other tracks, it's right? So therefore, you don't need Ata Yochel Azima because it's not getting the punishment of Kasher Zomam because lo v'lo l'ishto, lo v'lo l'zaro. So Mamela, then Eini Yodea is also good because the whole source that Eini Yodea is not good is because it's not Kasher Zomam. But here we're not doing Kasher Zomam anyway. My reason. Okay? Yechiel?
Do you have to check out the internet hole?
You have to check them out, but it'll probably have the same status like Bedikas. That if they machish each other, it's no good, but any day is good. In other words, in something that we're not going to give the punishment of Kasher Zomam either, so then we're not working in the realm of Hazama.
So we don't have to ask the Chakiris.
Well, no, we're asking Chakiris because we want to see if they'll contradict each other. Just like we asked them Bedikas. Bedikas any day is also good.
So already there's no regular application of the dinner Kasher Zomam.
Right. Why? Because the pasuk says asisim lo. In other words, if a person asks someone, said someone owes someone $100, and he was huzim, so now he's going to have to pay $100. But that's because it's yours, $100. You try to give somebody mafsid $100, we're going to be mafsid you $100. But if we're going to make you break up your marriage, then we're not only affecting you, we're affecting your wife too. I see some low, the lowly ishto. So the same thing by znus, we're trying to break up a marriage, we're affecting two people. So, and therefore there's no, when you're affecting two people, there's no din of hazama. So mimela, if there's no din of hazama, so mimela, then any of day should also be good. Because the whole reason that any of day is no good is because eidus shiato yachol hazima. But here, it's going to be kosher eidus even if it's not yachol hazima, because it's a special jairus hakosuv that you can't apply kasher zonam to this situation, because lo v'lo l'ishto, so since you can't apply kasher zonam to this situation, so what? What? So then it's going to be good even if it's not yochol azima. So memela. So the whole problem with this whole story is the eidus is no good because it's eini yodea. But eini yodea is only a problem because it's what? Not yochol lazima. But there's no halacha that has to be yochol lazima by eidus nus. Harayim, you don't give them the punishment of kasher zoma. And therefore, the Nodav Yudah said, the heter is no good. That's stiris heter aleph. Right, Ellie? Murdered. Well, yeah.
I'm sorry, I just lost on one thing. What track is it going on? If it's not going on the Kasher Zama track?
It's going on a Gezeres HaKasuv, that it's good Eidus, we even got not Kasher Zama. You have to realize someone of the stature of the Nodav Yehuda, he had Kol HaTorah Kula in front of him at all times. So when he was asked the Shaila, he had the Tosfos and Makkos in front of him and the Gemara. You know, the Nodav Yehuda was like, Kasim. So these are the big Poiskei Hador. You know, he's with the Gedolim of. If you want to get Shailos and Tshuvos, you know, of the previous generation, so the key ones to get is the Nodav Yehuda, the Chasam Sofer, and Rabbi Kivega. Right, those are the three guns. And then of this generation, Rav Moshe. This is what Rav Nissen Alpert said at the Levaya for Rav Moshe. He said that Rav Moshe was on the status of the Gedolim 300 years before him. Nodav Yehuda lived 300 years before Rav Moshe. But Rav Moshe was in our generation, but he was on that level of the Gedolim 300 years before him. I guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this generation coming to America and having all these new shilas, they needed someone of the stature like the Nodav Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer in this generation. So he put Rav Moshe in this generation. He was from that was one of the things that Rav Alpert said at the at the Levaya. He also said that a lot of times you have somebody who's very good in learning, but say it's not good in other areas, like chesed or things like that. So then it's like you have a person who has a disproportionate body size. Like if you have, usually a person has long arms, so he has a whole long body to go with it. Everything is symmetrical, but if you stick out in one mida, so then it looks awkward. Like if you have a small body and you have big arms, it's gonna look awkward. So Rav Moshe was a gadol in everything, so it didn't look awkward. Everything was, and he was a very plain person. He didn't carry himself like he was the gadol hador. In other words, he would walk in the street, you know, and he would go on the subway, you know. If he didn't have a ride, he'd just go on the subway. If So there's no one to take him to the chasana. He just went in the subway. It's a different mentality. Okay. Let's get back to the Nodri Huda. Oh. So now, the Beis Halevi is going to argue with this Nodri Huda. Who is the Beis Halevi? Yeah, the Rav got his name from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was Reb Chaim's father. Reb Chaim was the Rav's grandfather. And the Beis Halevi was the father of Reb Chaim. So the Beis Halevi wrote two famous things. He wrote, what were the two famous things the Beis Halevi wrote? He wrote a Sefer Chumash. But the Sefer Chumash is only on Chumash Bereishis and Shmos. That's all we have. And then he wrote Tshuvas Beis Halevi. Mordechai Slovin here, I think, was mechavin to what the Beis Halevi said. So he says a couple of things. I mean, he's going to argue with the Noda Behuda. He thinks the Noda Behuda is wrong. He thinks that his conclusion is going to be that if you're an Eini Yodea, it's no good. So there are a couple of reasons why he thinks the Noda Behuda is incorrect. So the, number one, on page 15, he says, the Inyan Kushiyot Social and Noda Behuda mean about Klasa Taimi. Echad nomer da ha'ikar hadover de boy edim drisha v'chakira ein ikar hatam mishum diye yochol azimam da mikra molei omer v'derashter v'chakarta v'sanhedrin maybe a gemar drushes l'chol hashiva chakiras v'losagi lei v'hach taim edabini yochol azimam hatam l'ze davade gam im lo amru be'ezi yom yochol azimam l'aydei shomu imani yisim kol ha'yobel Rather for Shina Tam the Hakir Samar any your day apostle, Mishum Dani Yochalazim, and Kocha Hakirusha, the Gemar Baali Tain Tam, Abdikas Sarich Yankim in the Rice. If you hoch Yamar in your day kosher, Akain Had the Hitzricha Torah Bedikos, Ain Zethnai, Bedine Edus, the Blahoki apostle, Bakumitsum Yuchedis Alabezin, Chief the Ghost on the Kolasha Yala al Daitam. Tilmutah Abdikas is Badu Hayden, Hare Hukum Mitzvah Adayam, da. He says he doesn't think that that's the Iker reason. In other words, he thinks that even there's a Gzeres HaKosov that you need Drishas, that you need Chakiris. Just like we said yesterday, by drishus, if an ain yodea by drishus, it's also what? It's puzzle, even though it's not shaykh to kasher zomam. Vod yesh lomar, darehada b'ina sheyachol alzim nafkalon mikro d'chsiv, ni eit sheker ha eit sheker anol b'ochiv. Hasisom kasher zomam lasos l'ochiv. In kain, hari b'hai kro, siv diz damu ha'edim al yidei imanu ha'yisim, ischai b'kasher zomam. Uba kabol, dein edusim ischai ma'kasher שאפשר לקיים בהו היקרו. אם כן, הדה מין כמה דוקטי גמור דמין עדו שאתה יכול לזימן, סובל שני עניין מקוונס. אחז דבוי דווקא שיהיה יוכל לזימן דיין לחישם על ידי הזומה. Okay, and then the punishment. Let me explain. I didn't explain anything well yet, so don't feel...
Okay, let me explain something well. He said like this. There are two dinim in Eidus Sha'ata Yochal Vazima. There are two halachas. One halacha is information. A little English here. Number two, punishment. Like this. There are two dinim in Ata Yochol Azima. There's one is that you have to give us enough information that we could slug up your ages by saying Imanu Yisu. So that's why you have to give all the answers to the Hakirs. So we'll be able to slug it up. Need be. So if you don't give us an information about where it happened or when it happened, we're not going to be able to slug it up. Number two, punishment. That for it to be Yochel Azima, you have to be able to get the punishment that you wanted to give to the other person. Okay? So the Noda Behuda assumed that these two things are contingent one on the other. That if the punishment is not going to be kasher zomam, so we're not working in the eidus shayet koyachol azima legabe punishment, so then you don't have to provide information either. Because once we're saying we're not giving you the punishment of kasher zomam, the exact punishment, like by Znus or by Ben Grusha, so then you don't have to give us the proper information because anyway we're not working with the principle of Eidus Shaka Yochol Azima. So that's what the Noda Behuda said in a situation by Znus, where in any way we're not going to give you the proper punishment because we're not going to make you divorce your wife, so therefore you don't have to give the proper information either. And therefore any Yodeya is going to be kosher. The Beis Halevi says no. That these two things, so the Noda Behuda learns that these two things are inseparable. The Beis Halevi says, no, they're totally separable. Just because you're not fulfilling number two, legabe the punishment, and now we're not going to give you the proper punishment, doesn't mean that you still don't have to give us the proper information. And even if it's not an Indian of a kasher zomam, but part of having an edus of gzeiras hakosuv of the Rashkev Hakartas to give the information. So therefore, even though the Torah says that you don't have to have the proper punishment, but you still have to have the proper information. That these are two separate aspects. And they're not contingent one on the other. So just because we're not giving the punishment of separating you from your wife doesn't mean that you still don't have to give us the proper information, because that's part of the Gzeiras HaKosov of Drishus the Hakiris. Let's see that inside. And that's what Mordechai Slovin, is that what you said? And I think I saw it in your face when I was saying the Noda Behuda that you were saying this place, Halevi, just reading your facial expressions. Did I read them correctly?
Yeah.
All right. And Mordechai, I think you said it. And Cole, you're with the Noda Behuda. Okay. Odei Shlomar, page 15. Sorry. Had the be'inin sheyochol azimon nafkulon bekra defsiv v'hu v'inei eit sheker or eit shef ono be'ochit. V'dashin shetashake gufo shel edus. That means information. That's one aspect. To see if it's crowing the check or eight, shame is to be in Shayuchal Kaim Bem Chiyuva, that Kasher Zomam, punishment. In Kain Gambahani Eidus, Loshayahu Chiyuva, that Kasher Zomam, Klaal, Bishum Ofen, so even in situations where you're not going to Makayim the punishment, Bob Eide Begusha, Mikol Mokom, Gambahu Boy, Shayuchal Azimam, Dain Lovata Laidusam of the Azoma, Dimanu Yusum, Makayim Ubkrod in Eid Shekar Eid.
Because we have a special gzeiras hakasuv, hinei eid sheker ha'eid. You have to be able to have the potential ability to make the aid into an aid sheker. That's tam gzeiras hakasuv. So therefore, even though we're not fulfilling the din of the punishment, we still have to have the ability of schlugging it up. That is, that these two things are not contingent one on the other. The whole, in other words, the whole assumption of the Noda Yehuda is that the two aspects are hapo hatali. That once you're not giving the proper punishment, the kasher zoman, so then you don't have to give the proper information. Basically, like I said, that makes no sense. The information, that should be a requirement sum. Because if you don't give the information, then you're lacking in the basic hinei et sheker ha'ed. You're not going to be able to shlug up the edus.
Rav Kol, the Beis Halevi is not happy with him. Mordechai, what do you say?
This is, I mean, it's not just another way of explaining it. It's actually a strong question on Nevi Yehuda. Because in the case in Malchus, you have another kind of Eden who are coming along and saying, Imanu Hayisem, it's Mach Hazama. It's got to be a din of Hazama. It's just that we see that when you can't apply the regular Kasha Zama, then you give a Malchus. But it's clearly a din Hazama because it's exactly the same procedure. In this case over here, with the Noda Yehuda, with the Zona case, you can't have a Hazama at all because you have nothing to base it on. You can't have even a second kind of Edom who come and claim Imanu Hayisem because you don't have the questions to base it on. It's a totally different case.
It's totally, I mean, two different aspects.
Of the
Hazama thing. One is to be able to be Mazim, and one is the punishment. So the Noda Yehuda says, once you're not giving the proper punishment, so Mamela, then you don't have to give the information because it's all from this Kasher Zomam. And the Beis Halevi says, no, these are two separate halachas. And just because we're not giving the proper punishment, because Gzeiras HaKasuv, doesn't mean that we're gonna lift the requirement of the proper information on the chakiras.
Right, the raya for the Beis Halevi is that there is a normal Hazama procedure that still goes into effect in the Malchus case. Mm. So it's clearly a din of Hazama.
Right.
And what is the Noda Yehuda going to answer to that?
No, the Noda Yehuda will say still that they're still all part of the Inyan of Hazama. So once one aspect of the Hazama is not a requirement, then it's a package deal.
But if you're putting the cart before the horse, you could say, well, if you're punishing them, what are you punishing them for? Whatever the punishment happens to be, it's Malchus or whatever, you're punishing them for something they did. Mm-hmm. It's based on the contradiction in testimony. That's what it's based on.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever one decides the punishment is, it might
right.
be whatever the plus it might be, it's based on the why give them Malchus then?
That's they another clear because of that we give Malchus.
Well, no, but it's based on an action.
Sorry.
The action was the false testimony, whatever the scriptural basis is.
Okay. Okay, Ellie?
There's another problem with the Noda Yehuda. If according to the Noda Yehuda, for Rishu questions, he would say, you can theoretically say, I don't know either, because there's no punishment aspect, because there's no azima, because a person, you know, can't be proven in his own in that case, and of any questions of Rishu. Because the guy is telling details in the case, it's not a particular case, what does he do then? But then, in any case, it could be a case that, you know, not just, you know, it could be a case of murder. And the guy could be asked, how did he kill him? He's like, I don't know. And then, according to the Noda Yehuda, he would say, okay, that's fine. Because, you know, since the cop can't punish him after, there's no aiding only by Grisha. So therefore, the information is also, you don't have to know.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the Nerubita, according to Rishi also,
and we know the whole
even murder doesn't have to be
right. The drisha has nothing to do with hazam, and yet we still say
anyway. So how does the Nerubita get around that?
Maybe Drisha, since Drisha never had to do with Yachawazima, so Mamela, that's a separate category. But Hakira's has to do with Kasher and Zomam.
Hakira's connected. Is that what
he's saying? Yeah, no, Hakira's has to do usually with Kasher Zomam. So when Kasher Zomam doesn't apply, maybe the whole thing of any. I mean, the No Debut is brilliant, like Eli Cole. The No Debut is brilliant. It's a brilliant No Debut. It's just that the Beis Halevi is saying that it's not foolproof, but it's brilliant.
So
anything the Noda Buda said is brilliant.
This only applies back.
Except the Noda Buda didn't like Hasidim. That's the one thing that right, he wasn't happy with the Hasidim. He has his famous tshuva about the Shem Yichud. You know, like your Shem Yichud that you have in the Pesach Shem Yichud Kutcher Brichud Shkinte, right? So that's a big thing for Hasidim to say. You know, before they do a mitzvah, you say Shem Yichud, right? Kutcher, Brichu, and, you know. So, the Rebbe Yehuda has a very sharp comment about the Hasidim bringing this thing into the religion. It wasn't.
What does he say?
No, he ties it to misrepresentation of Judaism.
It's a little bit bigger problem.
Whatever.
Is there any difference between the Beis Levi and the first Teretz of the Tosfos? Are they essentially the same thing? The first Teretz of the Tosfos says that. It's a case of that, but we just couldn't.
Right, the Noda Buda is working with the second Teretz of Tosfos, right. Yeah, what is your name?
Svi.
Okay, nice to see you.
So according to the Noda Buda, or any of the other discussion? So the guy can be lying and he gets a scratch free. Because he's, I mean.
Unless he contradicts the other aid, right.
But nobody can be in your vehicle. He can't. You know, no one can come and say, you know.
Right, in a chanami. Well, any aid could be lying and.
If he's not giving information of where he was, he's just go through and lie.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking about this for many years. My gut is what? The Beis Halevi, yeah. The Noda Buda is just too sharp. Yeah, it's. Yeah. When something's too sharp, you'll be more familiar. It's too sharp. You were too sharp, okay?
Beis Halevi is just saying.
What?
Very good.
Yeah, sometimes if you're too sharp, it's probably not true. You know? Yeah, it's too sharp. Yeah, Ami?
What's the point at which you say by Kasher Zamam that this is not going to affect anybody else? Meaning if we say that this guy's going to have to now
whenever it's direct, yeah, of course, if you have to pay money, it's going to affect your wife too, because she's going to have
a. Tell the guy, it's going to affect his wife also.
Right, but that's an indirect. Here, what's the punishment? To get divorced. So that is directly dealing with the wife. When you kill someone, it's not directly dealing with. Of course, once he's dead, he's not going to be married to her. But that's a totsah from that. Statistic, but it's true. Statistic means a very fine point. Statistic. Statistic. Very dark. You know, very fine distinction. Very dakistic echiluk means a very fine distinction. Okay? have to take advantage of the blackboard here, which we only have once a week. So tell me what else you want to learn. So okay. We put this space away. We know the view to rest now. Say it. Good. Okay. Now what we have to do. We have a lot of things to do. We have to do the big toasts on Gimel Amud Aleph. There's just on Sunday we're going to have Halacha Shir. I should probably not be here Sunday morning. I'm going to be out of town, but I'll hopefully come in time to give the shir, and the packets will be on the desk. Adiv is going to put the packets on the desk, so you'll have the packets. It's going to be Chol HaMoed, and I think we're going to have three packets. So we're going to have a 4-hour shir, and so no. What we'll probably do is maybe do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So this way you'll learn Tochas Chol HaMoed once and for all. And it's something you'll know for the rest of your life. I mean, Hilchos Drisha v'Chakiras is also important, but I don't know if it's exactly going to be relevant in the next 85 years. No, halvai, Mashiach should come, and it should be relevant, and it should, but, you know, it's not exactly, it's important. The sugyas we do now, this Noda Biyun Beis Halevi, you know, any, you know, Rav Golvin Satzal, the old Rosh Hashiva, Karen Biyadna, used to say, like, there's certain shtickle Torahs that is like the, every yeshiva bacher, it's like the ID of a yeshiva bacher, is to know these shtickle Torahs. So, you know, it's like your ID. Like if you don't know this brisker rav, like, you know what I mean? It's like you don't have your ID. You know what I mean? That's what he used to say. Okay? So like this note Behuda and the Bresa Levi, that's like, you know, it's like a yeshiva bacher ID. Right? Agree? Okay. So what did we say like this? We said that really the din of Drisha v'Hakira, bottom two lines on Beis Amid Beis. The Amar Chanina, the Vartara Echa Dinei Mamonos Echa Dinei Nefashis B'Drisha v'Hakira, Shenema Mishpat Echa Yelachem. And then Bez Hashem on Wednesday and Thursday we have two Rosh Hashanah packets. One of them is about the din on Rosh Hashanah, about sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, and then we have a packet about greeting. What's the proper greeting on Rosh Hashanah? What are you supposed to say? Ksiva tova, ksiva chasima tova, good yontiv. What's the proper greeting on? And that's brought lahalacha. How are you supposed to greet someone on Rosh Hashanah? And it's a lot of makoros on that. So. Well, there's no Parshas Shavua this Shabbos. Next Shabbos. Yeah, there'll be Yidden Yanei Hagadah involved. And then the following week, I already have one Sukkos packet already made, and I'm in the middle of the Hazinu packet. And if you have any other things, the guys who are going to Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's like Rabbi Willig when he, or other rabbis that, they go to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, so you have to make a separate mechira for the people traveling to Israel because Pesach starts at a different time. So I don't want the guys to miss the Sukkah Shiurim for the guys who are going to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm willing to give the Shiurim that we're going to have on Inyanei Sukkos like one morning or two mornings or whatever from 11 to 12 or something like that. So the guys who are not going to be here that Wednesday or Thursday, which I think there's a whole group of you, we're not going to be here that Wednesday and Thursday, won't miss out on the, so I'll give the shiur, and I'll give it again to those that will be here on, so those that are going to be here Wednesday and Thursday should not come to this, it's only for the people who are flying out. Okay, so we'll discuss when that shiur is going to be, and you can't give a Sukkah Shiur like after Sukkot. You know what I mean? It's not the same. You know, Sukkah Shiur you have to get before Sukkot and in anticipation
of Sukkot, right? That's part of the Simchas Yontif, is to have the Divrei Torah about the Yontif, right? So, so I'm willing to do that for everyone who's going to be leaving before. We'll have a shiur. So we have to see when to have it, and okay. And so, yeah.
There's not a good shiur on what a person should do if they're in Eretz Yisrael for 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, we did. Maybe I'll give you the tape from when we did Beitza. I mean, most poskim hold you're supposed to keep 2 days if you're planning to keep come back. And we saw the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, right? There used to be a Chacham Tzvi t-shirts. You ever see that? Mm-hmm. You know, I follow Chacham Tzvi. You know, all these, they would give out Chacham Tzvi t-shirts for the people who are keeping, you know. But you can't fault anyone for doing either way, because there's what to rely on either way. But if you want to know what the consensus opinion has been throughout the generations, it was to keep 2 days. If you come, right? Yeah. But that's not normative. When Rav Avadi Yosef was here 12 years ago, and someone just said that sheet to him, he was not. He like dismissed it.
The Rav still alive.
Good question. The Rav definitely was not here anymore in the yeshiva. Is he still alive? I'm not sure if he's still alive.
We wouldn't be able to like speak it out with him.
Yeah. It's a different thought process anyway. They were different. They met each other several times. But Rav Avadi used to come here a lot. You know, he was. Yeah, I once had breakfast with him in Time Out. Not in Time Out, no. I had him in the fourth floor of the library. Yeah, that was a big thing when he came. He came for a week, and he would dive in the Sephardic minion in morgue. And there were some people that, you know, were honorary Sephardim for the week. Diving in that minion. You know, they put him up in a hotel, you know, in a Spitz hotel in the city. And then he davened here, and then they brought him for breakfast, and then he gave a shiur. His first shiur was about the Ethiopians. He said, the Ethiopians are Jewish. And no question, they don't need geiris, they're 100% Vade Jews. That was his first shiur. He gave that in the auditorium. That was the first shiur. After that, they didn't want to give him any more shiur. No. Then he gave 3-4 other shiurim, and that was it. But he hasn't come in many, many years. I guess the political things came up since then, and I guess it wasn't so pasha anymore. So he stopped coming here. Okay. Any other topics that people are interested in? Ellie? Any more? Yeah.
If I'm going to be flying on circus, can I get on a plane without sukkah?
If you're flying on circus, can you eat in the plane without the sukkah? Yeah, that's a good question. That's a very good question. No, there's a din that holchei drachim pater min asukah. So Rav Moshe holds it's only when you're going to the bar mitzvah, but Rav Yashiv says no, it's not true. Even the pasha says you pater min asukah. So mistama, what you can eat anyway might not be chayv in sukkah anyway. Right, whatever they're going to serve you on the plane is not going to be chayv and sukkah anyway, probably. Even the bread is not. Unless you eat a kibetza more than bread, you're not chayv and sukkah. And the size of the rolls they give you is not is not the biggest. So probably everything they give you is pater min asukkah anyway. But kol shekein that you have a din of holchei drachim, and holchei drachim is pater min asukkah anyway. Yeah.
If you're assigned to give a lecture share or something on Yom Kippur,
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. I've got enough time for this year. So these are all Simchas Beis HaShoev is the source of lot. Mechitza, right? You want to know how long, how big a mechitza has to be in the shul? So it's all tolle in the sugya of in sukkah what they did in Simchas Beis HaShoev. Because in Simchas Beis HaShoev the men took over the Ezra's Noshim. And they put the women on top.
Yeah, the women never sat
there. So the question is, so they put them on the balcony. So the question is, what, how big was the mechitza on the balcony for the women? Because the machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe, how big the balcony was in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a strange machlokas. Like, it was one way or the other. Like, and neither of them were there. So I'm like, they're trying to figure out what the, you know, what the balcony was in the... Okay, I'm going to try to incorporate all these ideas. You know, Yom Tovim is a, you know, probably Yom Tovim is they go, you know, it's so you know, like each Yom Tov requires a year worth of but I told you, I already made the packet on Tzom Gedalia. That's a thing that next year we're going to have on Tzom Gedalia Bez Hashem. That's a topic that always gets, you know, Tzom Gedalia always gets, doesn't get enough publicity. You know, no one ever stops to think about what is the significance of Tzom Gedalia. Like, what was Gedalia all about? What, why are we fasting? What's so significant about, you know, so we'll have a Shir Bez Hashem both in Halacha and Machshava about Tzom Gedalia, on Tzom Gedalia. Okay, so there's a lot of things. I wish there was more time. This is the first time we have a full Elzman, you know, so... okay, I'll tell you what, we'll stop here. We're going to start this Tosis tomorrow, so make a laning on this Tosis, okay? Topic.